This is a HeadGum Podcast.
What's up, shitheads? Welcome back to another episode of High and Mighty. It's me, your boy, the number one fuck boy. The number one fuck boy. The number one fuck boy. Johnny G, John Gabrus. Joining me as always in the High and Mighty Studios is my nearly silent co-host, Arthur Gabrus. Arthur, give him a shout out. All right, there he is. Also joining me in the High and Mighty Studios, two first-time guests, but two people I've known for a long-ass time. Guys, put your hands together for Jordan Morris and Allison Becker.
Hi. Yeah,
hi.
We're next to Arthur.
Yes, and they are sitting akimbo to Arthur. Would that be akimbo? I'm now already trying to use... I'm like that level of stoned where I'm like, just use high vocab words, no one will know.
That was like a 50-cent word. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
They're
yeah.
a sitting dichotomy to Arthur.
Yeah.
Oh. Arthur
if you
is
juxtapose
lounging.
Jordan and Arthur, you'll see.
Juxtapose.
Yeah. Great dichotomy.
Great dichotomy.
This couch is a real diaspora.
And
anyway.
I'm tapped.
Sure, that's all. I'm good too.
They all happen to be on this calendar as we're ripping through pages.
I've just got a Far Side calendar, so I'm just going to describe
school for the gifted.
So I get some cows, one of them standing upright.
Objects in mirror closer than they appear, yeah. But it's like an eye of a monster.
Whoa.
It sounds like we're all Far Side fans here.
Yeah.
I mean, who isn't?
Those are some Far Side
fans. Is that dating us or is that still a thing?
I think it dates us.
Okay.
But not, I think it's a big age gap in the people who do, like, I think it goes right. from like 30 to 50.
Agreed, yes.
Yes.
Like, but then if you're hanging with like a 22-year-old, they're like, what?
I don't think they're as tuned in to Far Side.
Talk about Fortnite.
Yeah. I mean, hey, I love Rick and Morty too, man. I'm just not going to put a sticker on my car.
And no disrespect to all the 22-year-olds out there.
Yeah. Fucking assholes. Ask your dad what the Far Side
sure.
was. Ask your dad who Gary Larson is.
I bet you think that Calvin is just a guy who pees on truck logos.
But... at some point, he represented the imagination of childhood. holy shit, a couple of Far Side heads. But we're here to talk pets, so that's why we were talking about Arthur so much.
Yeah.
Is a pet.
Arthur is a pet.
But also a part of the family.
Oh, yeah. I would say he's a part of the family right above me. Like, he really does outrank me in the household.
Have you told the story of how you got Arthur a ton of times on the show and it's not worth telling again?
I don't think so.
Okay. Okay. Is it interesting?
It's pretty cool.
Set the scene.
My wife and I have a wedding to go to in... We're living in a two-bedroom apartment with our best friend, Pat.
Okay.
So, he's allergic to dogs.
Were you married at that point?
We were not married yet, but we were dating. We had been dating for a long time. But we were doing like, we're so close with him, he would eventually marry us.
Sure.
But we lived like, that's New York City apartment life where you're like, we can pay rent three ways on a two bedroom and actually afford it. So we always wanted a dog.
Like, I feel like New York City apartments have the living room roommate, you know?
Yes,
or was he like, did you put up a tarp
no,
for him
we had
in the kitchen?
We had a two-bedroom, but
okay.
using it three ways.
Bedroom.
But
okay.
three people, only two of which are in a relationship, having a bathroom is sort of like, having one bathroom is just like one body too many. If you try to work, you know what I mean? Like, when you're a couple, you can sort of double up on some stuff of like,
yes,
when I'm showering,
sure.
you can brush your teeth or pee.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, we can...
No pooping.
Yeah, no pooping. Although I had to do that one time. We won't leave this apartment because we have 1.5 baths. Because one time I went, babe, I'm sorry! And like, pushed the shower door open. And I was just like, I grabbed my phone and I just like, turned the music up really loud. And I was like, just close your ears! Because it was like, off. Like, I'm like, don't even worry
about
the
smell. I love the idea of you running and apologizing at the same time.
That's like my whole life. Sorry.
I honestly believe that is the secret to healthy relationships is two bathrooms.
It saved our marriage. Having,
yeah.
I would say the two things that, and this is going to make us sound like we're our marriage isn't working, but the two things that really help our marriage go very strong is separate bathrooms and both of us occasionally traveling for work. It lets
agreed.
Us, it lets
100%.
Us, it lets each of us have an opportunity to live in our house alone.
Yep.
Like in our shared apartment.
And miss each other.
And miss each other. And then, but then she leaves and I'm like, oh, cool. The apartment's mine. We're going to grill or whatever. And then she's like, oh, cool. He's gone. It's like going to be clean and quiet for like a couple of days. But then also you get to be away in a hotel and kind of live that solo life too. And it's like just nice to, it's an opportunity to get to do it every once
Somebody
in a while.
Somebody told me recently that before their wedding, they didn't see each other for like 3 or 4 days intentionally. And I was like, that's so hot.
That's really
like they
smart.
Probably wanted to fuck each other so bad when they saw each other.
Yeah. Yeah, they were like, and they were still like, oh, hi, nice to meet you. My name's Gary. I'm the groom. Oh, yeah, Mom. Like, they're like playing, role playing all the way to the end. Well, that was a weird day getting married. I never met any of these people. Wink, wink. Like, all right, man, let's fuck already. Drop this fucking level two character shit you're doing here.
So back to New York apartments. I had a long distance romance with a New York woman who slept in a walk-in closet.
Oh,
so I mean, when I would visit her in New York, we would like lie together in her walk-in closet.
That's like, yeah, I've dated guys who've lived essentially in walk-in closets. In
my first apartment in New York City was a treehouse. My ceiling was 5 foot high. My ceiling was, yes, 5 feet.
Oh, like
high.
A loft.
Yes, but a little inside a Williamsburg loft, it had two tree houses. So our kitchen, our dining room was underneath my bedroom with a four and a half foot high
There's
ceiling.
There's no way this is legal, by the way.
Sit.
Did you make a no girls allowed sign?
It practically was.
Did you ever
that.
Bring girls back there?
I brought my then girlfriend, now wife, there. And she was like, I don't even want to be here. I couldn't even stand up in my own bedroom. I would just climb up the ladder that I had to get into my bedroom and dive into bed. And our living room
And you
had
like roll around.
Yeah, our living room ceiling was so low that you had to, like, if you weren't sitting in the first seat on the couch, if you had this in the middle, you had to be like,
for the listeners, Gabrus is doing a little crouch move to illustrate.
Gabrus is wearing way too short of shorts to be doing that.
No, I could probably fit. I'm a pretty short lady.
Yeah, you could just
That'd
walk
be a palace to me. Yeah.
Hey man, your balls look really good bisected by shorts.
Hey, thanks man. Yeah. Am I giving you a little mammal toe there?
You are, and I love it.
We live three people in two little tree houses and one little, and then a fourth guy stayed on our couch for like 3 months and paid us money. Like, that's like an insane fucking life for a grown person to be living.
Oh, so you were telling your dog story. So you
that's
guys
how we
were
talking.
Yeah,
guys,
so you guys live together. You have a roommate. Pat, you're going to a wedding.
He was allergic. Pat moved out. We're like, great, now we can get a dog. Me and Tiff both grew up with dogs. In that weird-ass loft apartment, accidentally, I'm getting more set up. In that weird-ass loft apartment is my roommate had a Boston Terrier named Bullet, who was awesome, and I fell in love with the kind of dog, the Boston Terrier. And then me and Tiff are, you know, we're young. We're going to a wedding in Pennsylvania. Sue Galloway, shout out to Sue.
Hi, Sue.
And I don't know you, Sue.
She's great.
Oh, yeah, Sue
I used to be on a Herald team with her.
I used to be on a Herald team with her as
well. That's funny.
That's how I was invited. You can always tell what team you were on by your wedding pictures. You're like, oh, Matt Fisher, I haven't talked to you in a decade. Oh, but you were on the law firm when I got married.
That is like a
right. Like, you can't invite six people from your improv team to your wedding.
Yep.
I guess it would be weird to invite half the team. It's like, it's one of the things you might as well just invite.
You either invite like one person who they're like, that's obviously Jordan's best friend. Sure. Or you if you invite three but not three others, you're fucked up.
My Facebook timeline today gave me one of those little reminder photos from a mod wedding I went to a few years ago. Courtney Davis's mod wedding.
Well, Jordan and I were on a mod team together.
Jordan and I got married.
We were great friends. Didn't work out.
Here we are.
Yeah.
That's you were on a mod team together?
Yeah. And we're still pretty good friends with half the team, I think, is like solid, still good friends. I think
that's so awesome.
Don't see Joe Spellman a lot. But.
Yeah, I don't. Follow him
online.
This guy
does.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Joe.
I'll pass it along. Hello. Yeah, it's the New York connection. You run into each other, texting each other about the Giants and the Yanks.
Those are sports teams for people listening who don't know sports.
I barely do. I'm acting like a dad. Yeah, we talk Giants and Yanks all the time. So we're going up to Sue's wedding. We know that in Amish country, or near where she's getting married, there are a bunch of Amish like dog breeders, puppy mills. And
No, they're artisanal Amish craftsman dogs.
And we found
like a blanket
Boston
woven by a Navajo woman.
Right, exactly. So we found a Boston Terrier breeder and got little dude, and he was so tiny, and we picked him out of the litter because he was like the most aggressive, and he was just like attacking my flip-flop nonstop, and we were like, this is the one. Mm-hmm. And so then we went to Sue's wedding, and we were picking the dog up after, and we were just like so happy to be at Sue's wedding, being like, we have a dog waiting for us. Like, we're like so excited.
Wait, where did the dog go while you were at the wedding?
He stayed with the we went back and were like, this dog reserved him. Can we grab him on Monday? make a reservation for Monday pickup.
Yeah.
And then we took
you
this.
You put like your son on layaway.
Yeah, we'll be like, I love him. He's amazing. We will be back in 2 days. Well, because we didn't want to like leave him at the house we were staying at.
That's fair.
Yeah,
that's
on like
fair.
Day one.
Yeah.
I guess if you bring your new puppy to a wedding, you just steal focus in this incredible way.
Tiffany put on her white dress, and we brought a fucking brand new puppy to somebody else's wedding.
Paws on her.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And there's no pictures of us during our wedding. It's just people doing selfies with this adorable baby bulldog.
I at a friend's destination wedding, I was boogie boarding and I fucking wiped out hard and hit my head and like hurt my neck, and I had to like stagger out of the ocean.
Oh no.
And I wasn't feeling great. And then I just got like a slight concussion. I was okay. But for a minute I didn't feel really well, and all I could think of like, it wouldn't be the weekend that they got married. It would be the weekend I got paralyzed. Like, it would be forever. Like, were you there when Gabrus got paralyzed? And Dan Gregor would be like, it was my wedding. And it's like, no, that's the weekend Gabrus lost.
I'm pretty sure my Facebook timeline showed me a photo with Gabrus in the hospital.
With his whole Harold team.
Why are they all wearing tuxedos? I don't know. Who knows? They're just doing a bit, probably.
Wait, I have to call back to something you said maybe 7 minutes ago.
Okay, that's
because
fair.
I've been fixated on it.
Uh-oh.
And this is embarrassing because I don't remember every person I've ever met, but I think I remember every dog I've ever met. And I met I don't even know how I remember this, but I met a Boston Terrier in New York named Bullet.
then it must have been my old roommate Tommy's dog. Because he was around UCB.
Okay, because I used to host a show on Fuse, and we had a dog named Bullet on the show.
Really?
Yeah.
The one you hosted with Sean Hart?
No, it was around the same time.
Oh, okay. Oh, it was.
Where's Sean Hart?
Sean Hart's in New York. He's doing
Sean
top
Hart.
11 at 11. I'll see him at the Del Close Marathon.
Amazing.
Get your tickets to see Fwand. Talk about old Harold teams.
What's been the most embarrassing comedy team name you guys have had?
Ooh.
Oh, I know mine for sure.
Mine's my college improv group. I think it usually is for people, but I think sometimes they get worse into adulthood. My college improv team's name was Humor Force 5.
Reference
to the show Uma Thurman is in Pulp Fiction.
Fox Force 5.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Humor Force 5.
Oh yeah. My college improv group was the Humarists because I went to Marist College.
Oof.
So that's brutal, but still not the worst team name I've ever had.
What's the worst one?
My first Harold team was named Havana Clambake.
Oh, I vaguely remember that one. Yeah.
That was with me, Pally, Pam Murphy, Justin Tyler. It was a fucking terrible name. Terrible situation.
I have two as well. And one is terrible for different reasons, just because my college improv troupe didn't even try to make a pun or anything. It was literally just called the Georgetown Players Improv Group. And I was like,
where'd you go?
Georgetown. I mean, it was in context, it was in there. The second one was a very, very, I was on a few Harold teams in New York, but this one was extremely short-lived, like perhaps got the record for the shortest lived Harold team ever, called Grenade versus Washing Machine.
Did they last longer than America with an exclamation point?
Oh, America.
Weren't you also on that?
I was on America. Yeah, that lasted longer. America lasted longer.
There is something to there. It seems like there are, you know, two kind of primary, you know, clumps of people that will move toward improv. There are I'm a comedy fan and I'm kind of punk rock and, you know, I'm funny at parties and, you know, but then there's also just like drama dorks.
Yes.
Just like, and that's the word players makes me envision
exactly
the most insufferable leather vest wearing men who are like, to the boards, fellows.
Yeah. Improv is a lot like being at the Renaissance Fair. You're like, oh boy.
We did not wear black turtlenecks, but we did wear matching t-shirts that were black.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, sure. Did you guys have uniforms for your college troops?
We made t-shirts for every semester for the big show. We wore whatever we were thrown in the crowd.
Baseball shirts with
really?
Different color sleeves.
Yeah, that's about as
and Converse.
As...
We all wore Converse.
Oh, yeah.
And we stood on ladders.
Oh, yeah, the annual team photo where yeah. you have to get some cool-ass idea. So then the drive home after the wedding, the friends that we were staying with, it was a very weird confluence of events that weekend. Friends invited us to stay at their mom's house for a weekend. They're like, we're going to go up over like Labor Day or Memorial Day. I forget which one it was. It's Labor Day. And there's
a
pool.
It happened to be the same weekend as the wedding.
And it happened to be 10 minutes away from the wedding. We're Amazing. Like, can we come and just maybe, is it cool if we leave Saturday for like 10 hours or whatever? They were like, yeah, sure. So we're like, all right, we'll come. Also, can we stop by a dog breeder on the way home? Like, we like made our friends, this guy, Pat, who after he moved out, do all the drive us all around. Well, we drove home with Arthur, both of us in the backseat with him for this, like his first experience with his new parents.
Aww.
And it was so amazing. And now we like to say he still really loves getting in the car. And I've driven so far with him. He never barks, never does anything.
He associates the car with meeting mommy and daddy.
I think car is a very peaceful environment for him. Yeah. Like he gets in the car and he just immediately goes to sleep. If we walk by the car, he sits next to it and he's like, I want to go in.
Update, yeah. Arthur left the room and came back with a new toy.
Oh yeah, he's starting to like you guys. He's going to bring everything eventually. He's going to be like, isn't this a good one? What do you think about this? This is all the best shit I got.
Okay, you weren't into that bone. I get it. It's a little old. And I got a ball you are going to love.
And to be fair, before we started recording, I did that same thing, but with marijuana. Right? I was like, cool, like look at this. You guys like this, huh? Look what else I have. Isn't this cool? I have this thing, too.
I don't know why I slipped into, like, Jersey guy voice as I was talking for your dog. Like, it started out as dog voice, and now it's pizza
what's
pie.
What's his voice?
That's his voice. Well, we really don't speak as him except to go, mother.
Which would be said in which context?
Because he has like one weird face that he makes sometimes. And it's like when he's kind of like tired, but not in a good mood, but trying to get your attention, he'll like sit like this. And it's like this.
He's like and moping it looks haunting. With his head. Yeah.
When he looks like that, we go, that's what he's saying to Tiffany is, mother.
Gabrus was kind of making himself look like the scary kid in a horror movie.
Yes, exactly.
Sure. Yeah, like, your dog is a Victorian child ghost who fell down a well.
Exactly. And that's the only time we ever really use his voice. But I talk to him in a million voices. All day long, it's, hey, Scungio, come on, Bafaculo. All his nicknames, it's a little crazy.
I'm walking you here.
Yeah, I do.
Do you say I'm walking you here?
Yes. Aww. That's a good one, because it always is like, hey, Bafaculo, Scungili.
The correct colloquialism would be, I'm walking you over here.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Just so you know.
I'm sorry. I'm a West Coast boob. I will probably make a lot of mistakes. I don't know what
I'm walking you over here.
I don't know what a grinder is.
I say hoagie.
You say hoagie?
Or sub.
I say sub or hero, and my wife says wedge.
What? Whoa. Where's she from?
She's from Westchester, and they all say wedge.
Wedge is like an iceberg wedge.
Yeah.
That's what I think of, but what they mean is like a sandwich where you wedge the meat in. Hey, I don't think it's correct. To me, it's hero. It's a fucking piece of hero bread, or it's a sub, I guess. 6 foot sub.
Have you taken that New York Times dialect quiz?
Yes.
It's the best.
It is the best.
It nails it. It's like, you're from Jersey.
Yeah, they were like, you are from Long Island. We can tell because you haven't said anything correctly. You haven't said anything correctly, and nobody calls Spanish people that anymore. Oh, shit. <Right. laughs> I got to get back to New York.
Sure. Did you just use a racial slur from the 20s? Yeah,
then you must be from Long Island.
Sure.
Long Island is where Trump is. Like, Long Island is where all that MS-13 shit that everyone is like, the right-wing conservative like scare tactics. That's Long Island is like the hotbed of
it is.
Yeah, that's where all that. That's why so many like wealthy white people or white trash people on Long Island are fucking like, we gotta. They're so anti-immigration now, even though like they're living on Long Island, like they're fine. Yeah. It's not like the boats are pulling up on Jones Beach and a bunch of Syrians are getting out. Like, but you know, they blow up weird stats about shit that MS-13 has done just to like scare white moms into voting a certain way. Like literally there was like a woman, like a small, I don't know what they're called, assembly woman or congresswoman or something like that on Long Island, who sent out flyers where it was just her her political flyer was like three tatted up Latino gangster dudes with like bandanas and shit. And it's like, this is who our opponent wants to allow into America.
God.
Yeah.
Is she allowed to use their images for that?
I'm sure if it's like stock photos or whatever, you know what I mean? If it's been purchased. Or she could stage it too, I guess.
Yeah. Wow, that's crazy.
I grew up in Orange County.
Okay. It's very similar in that way.
Very similar thing. We were also warned constantly against Latin gangs.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like we weren't supposed to wear Ben Sherman shirts to school because it was gang affiliated.
What? Ben Sherman, the British designer?
Like a gas station guy's shirt.
Right. That's so funny. Yeah. I would have thought you were going to say you can't wear red or blue, I guess.
Oh, yeah. No, we weren't. Yeah. I don't think they were warning us against the Bloods and the Crips.
Right. What grade was this?
This was like elementary school. No Ben Sherman, no Dickies.
Similarly, when I would take the bus to school in the morning, it would have to stop every morning so that the cows could go from the farm, the barn to the pasture.
Okay, yeah.
That was a viable reason for being late. The cows took too long.
Exactly. So similar to gang fears.
Sure, yeah.
I'll be able to finish my math homework when the cows are crossing.
All right, you're getting a little more studying during cow crossing
time.
That
was Jersey, I swear.
Oh, that's the that OC. Orange County is pretty similar to Long Island in that it's like, seems like a reputation of like wealth, but then really it's a little trashier than this.
It's like wealth, but no class or culture.
Right.
Like, you know, they don't. Yeah.
Like, that's Jersey too.
And it's oddly right wing despite its proximity to one of the most liberal, amazing cities. Like,
it's like we have all this wealth. We're going to make a really nice TGI Fridays.
Yeah.
And like
that'll be. Yeah. And Orange County is like, people live in Orange County are like, what? Los Angeles? I'm not fucking going all the way.
Oh,
like, you sure?
It's like the parallel park. Yeah. I still have like high school buddies who live in Orange County who I want to see, but I always have to go down there because they won't come up by here because they will have to parallel park.
Are you serious?
Yes. There's so many Long Island people who are like, I don't fucking go into the city, dude. I'm not riding fucking subways.
You got everything you need right here.
And it's like, I get it. Like, I'm lazy too, but like being 40 minutes away from like the greatest like city in the world. Right. Yeah. How do you not like there? You know, like, you don't catch a Broadway show every once in a while. You don't like go to a museum. You don't go to like a fun restaurant. You don't go just get blasted. That's like the only time people go to the city. I'm from Long Island. It's like, going to the city tonight. Going to get fucking blasted.
High school, because like when I was in high school in Jersey, we probably went to the city like maybe twice.
Yeah.
But it was like the coolest night ever. Like you somehow get beer and you like walking around Times Square.
The city has just like more things that you're capable of doing there. I remember just being like, it's like in Wet Hot American Summer when they're like, do you guys want to go to town for the afternoon?
Exactly.
And then they end up like hooked up on heroin. It's like, that's what the city is like when you're like, let's try going into the city tonight. All of a sudden it's like you're getting fake IDs done at like a friend's sister's friend's apartment. And you're like, all of a sudden like, what the fuck is going on?
Crazy.
This is awesome. Yeah. Guys, baldness has a cure now, thanks to science. You can do something about it. Now, back in the day when you would go bald, you would have to become a hat guy or grow a beard or do something insane, you know? Or just rock it. You know me, I'm pro, like, hey, live your life. If you're, you know, be honored to be bald, you know, do what you got to do. But for a lot of guys, it means too much to them to have hair. I get it, by the way. I'm speaking as someone who has hair. It's like one of my few saving graces. For now, that sound you heard was me knocking on wood. Though if I were to lose my hair, I would not be that concerned because I could hit up 4hims.com, which is a one-stop shop for hair loss, skincare, sexual wellness, all for men. So it's not like a weird website that sells off-brand supplements. It's a company that sets you up with real doctors and medical-grade solutions. Well-known generic equivalents to name-brand prescriptions. So stuff you've heard of before, they're generic versions. So it's a little cheaper and a little easier to get. You're not buying horny goat weed at the bodega or something like that. You know, you don't have to go to the doctor. You don't have to go in the waiting room. You just answer a few questions. A doctor will review it and will prescribe for you. So check it out. Go to 4hims.com. So do me a favor. Order now. My listeners get a trial month of Hims for just $5 today, right now, while supplies last. See website for full details. This would cost hundreds if you went to a doctor or a pharmacy. Go to forhims.com/mighty. That's forhims.com/mighty. forhims.com/mighty. Wait, what about you guys' pets? Jordan, you're a cat guy, right?
I'm a cat guy. I have one cat. Her name is Bug.
It's crazy because she's not a bug. She's a cat.
That's the confusing thing because the first time I met her, I was like, I'm expecting a bug.
Right. Sure, yeah. I would have pet Jordan's spider.
Yeah.
Jordan definitely has a scorpion.
No,
I do. I think I maybe read as a guy who would be like a tarantula guy or a ferret guy. I think if you're just meeting me, you're like, does this guy have a python? Like,
yeah. I wouldn't say I read that as you, but if you were going up for an audition as one of those guys, okay. I'd be like, nice, dude.
Yeah,
this is
good casting.
That's in your, yeah, I'm like, that's in your wheelhouse.
Yeah, Jordan is annoying ferret enthusiast at party.
No, I would picture like goldfish if I just met you.
Okay, that's yeah. I could hear like,
but like you really like you tell them you love them,
right? Sure.
Like they're not just there. You're like, hey, isn't, buddies.
Sure.
Isn't goldfish like the first time you learn about death as a child? Is like when you beg to get one from the fair, and your dad finally lets you, and he's like, I'm warning you, these things do not live long.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you take it out of the tank like three times because you just want to play with it.
whoa! Back up.
Yeah, you put it in your mouth. Out a little bit, you spit it back into the bowl.
Okay,
there's water in there. There's water in there.
I understood all of the everything until you got with. I take it out of the tank to play with.
I had
it.
A little bit of a serial killer vibe growing up. No, we would just like
hamsters. I feel like is the other one people do.
Oh yeah, right. Hamsters is a good one too.
Yeah.
I got a guinea pig in college.
Oh, what?
We got a lizard in college for my dorm, and then excuse
Ooh,
me.
Arthur,
sorry.
A little growl.
Arthur doesn't want to hear about Gangsta the lizard that we lived with.
Don't mention his name around here.
He died because
I do that lord voice for your dog.
Thank you. That's
that
my
jealous like lord.
A fop.
Bring me my opium.
Now get in your pagoda. using more buzzwords.
Sure.
Uh-oh.
Oh, he hears something. Arthur hears something outside.
Go, attack.
He's protecting
attack.
Us.
and then bring us a balled up sock.
I know. Now, how about these, huh? These Wait, are no jizz in them.
I'm not mad anymore.
You were telling a story that we got off on a tangent on, and I really want to know the rest of the story. Oh, sure. And now I forget what it is.
Same here. Yeah.
What was it?
Oh,
yell
no.
at us on Twitter about what it was.
Yeah, I'll tell the ending someday. Bug. Spider, ferret. Gangsta.
Yeah. Oh, Gangsta the Lizard.
Gangsta the Lizard. We went out of town for a couple of days, and we were like, should we leave it by the heater? Or should we leave it in the apartment? Like, we don't know. Like, because it's cold blooded, we don't know what to do. And my roommate, who's like the smartest, most responsible one, this guy Nick, who we sort of like made do every decision and adult thing in the house, he's like, I know what to do. And he like left the window open next to it. We came home 2 days later, and it was like fucking Gangster had like frozen solid and
oh,
died.
No.
And we were so Gangsta? Mad at him. And we realized we put him in like God. A lose-lose situation when we were like, you figure out what to do. And when the lizard died, we were like, you're a fucking monster. I can't believe it. And we were so mad. And then we put him in a piece of Tupperware and floated him down the river and like had a funeral for him.
That's very
did you
cute.
Cry?
I did not cry for
did
Gangster.
Did anybody cry?
Nobody cried. No tears. Tears were shed for Gangsta.
That is like a scene from a direct-to-DVD National Lampoon college movie.
It really is. That is my life. My life, I'm surprised that Eugene Levy didn't show up in my life for
right.
$100,000 for a one-day shoot.
Right. So he could preside over the topless boxing match.
Right.
Oh, wait. I know what I wanted to ask about again.
Okay.
Were you
bullet,
trying to pet the...
This bullet
this
Boston.
Bullet dog. You were petting the fish?
Oh, the goldfish,
oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We would take the goldfish out and like play with them because you were like, you get boring. They're just sitting in the tank in the
oh
little bowl.
God,
you're like, come on.
The
and then you would put
animal.
It back in and it would stay alive. And you're like, oh, this is so fun. I get to interact with it. And then eventually you'd put it back in and it wouldn't come back to life.
Yeah.
And you're like, no.
Come
you're
just back inching, to life.
You're just inching it closer to death yeah, yeah, yeah. with each snap.
Nitro, laser. That
imagine
wasn't my fish's name.
Ultimate warrior.
Imagine that fish's life where they're just like, here he comes again to suffocate us.
I imagine that fish's life is like, oh, look, here's a thing coming at me. I have no bearing on what this could possibly, I have no context. Oh, this is awful, this is awful, this is awful. Oh, this
Hooray,
is great, this
yes.
is great, this is great. Oh, okay, wait, what is this? I have no context for what this is, right? Sure. Don't they like forget everything like every 20 seconds?
Yeah.
I hope so. Because I've been haunted by the dreams of my right. koi.
I did horrible things to that beta.
I cucked my beta fish.
You fucked its wife in front of it. Its fins fanned out.
One time for a bit show at UCB New York, me and my buddy Justin Tyler, former guest of the podcast, funneled a beer, then a Yoo-hoo, and then a bag with a goldfish in it.
Whoa.
Oh,
and you
gosh.
Ate the goldfish?
You know, he's fucking swallowed.
Did you
it
throw
different
up?
Time.
I did not.
I mean, after Yoo-hoo and beer, let alone the goldfish.
I know. My stomach, I have like
what
a
what did you come up with that combination?
Well, we were like, the bit was, it was a show called The Demon Halloweenus, in which Johnny Conroy played the devil, and three people, you had to do, it was like the devil wanted a talent show and was choosing who was going to be saved on this Christmas, on this Halloween. And me and my writing partner like wrote the bit that we were pledging the devil's fraternity. So we walked out and we had like, we were covered like head to toe. We were in Speedos and we were covered head to toe in writings and dick drawings. Like we just drew all over ourselves in marker.
How long did it take to get that
it was,
off?
It took forever to put on and then 2 days. Like then by the it second was, day you couldn't see what it was at least because it
right,
was
right.
like fucking offensive.
You didn't write with weird. Permanent, did
no,
you?
Okay. No, but the second day it was like our legs were like light blue a little bit. No, even despite showering.
Right. But it didn't say like cock demon on it.
Yeah, no, yeah, but it did say cock demon. Yeah, when yeah. you wrote it. Yeah, when it was like, oh, how many swastikas should we have put on? You know, like, right. this is a bad idea.
It was a different time.
It was a different time, man.
You could eat a goldfish on stage and draw a swastika on yourself.
Yeah, so then we
How did people react to the goldfish?
They did not think it was that fun. No, I do distinctly remember thinking this is going to be one of the coolest things I've ever done on stage, and then the audience members being like, okay. Like,
yeah.
Oh, that was not the reaction I expected. Let's talk more about Bug, because I'm just going to end
Bug.
Up telling 25 stories
yeah.
about
Yeah, so Bug, I had a birthday recently, and I realized that people just consider me cat guy now because the only presents people got me were like cat socks, a cat card, a little poster of cats working out. And I'm like, oh, this is my thing. Like
I literally said, Jordan, you're a cat guy.
Yeah.
I think when I said that, right. And I think there is like a weird new, I just said, will someone else tell a story? And then the second Jordan starts talking, I'm like, all right, here's what
anyway, me and my buddies were seeing how much Velveeta we could eat. Here's the shit that happened after it. Oh, okay. I'm glad I'm here.
But there's like a
new, I like your stories.
There's a new
fun.
Stereotype of like sort of writer, male comedy writer, cat guy. That's
yeah.
sort of like not a negative thing anymore. Mm. You know, like
does he have a nickname like Fuckboy?
Oh, I
he
don't
have
know.
A name?
There should be a nickname
okay.
for like
cat yeah. boy.
Yeah. I mean, he's now married.
I'm a
he's
meow,
now
meow
married.
Boy. Meow man. I was gonna say.
Meow man. Yeah. I'm a meow man. Pop.
Yeah. I'm not a meow boy anymore.
Yeah. There's something like the Jake Wisemans, the Jordans, the Joe Wengert, who's now married. But there's something
oh,
of
okay.
like
right.
a guy who like there's
the
a
cat
Walter
bachelor.
Sure.
Yeah, it's like a weird thing where it's not, it used to, like, cat used to think spinster. Now cat means, like, hey, if a dude has a cat, it's sort of like he's
he can
already.
Commit.
Yeah, he's like, he's got.
Right. He can commit to something that doesn't really need him.
But also, it's
something that has, like, very, like, a low set of yeah. needs.
He's capable of coexisting alongside. Honestly, what it means is. What the signal that it's sending out is I'm capable of loving something besides myself.
Oh,
yeah.
sure. Yeah,
yeah
and
like,
capable of being paternal, too, is
right.
the second layer
Ooh,
of that
yeah,
to a woman.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that's what it's giving off. I'm a little bit self-conscious that it, like, it just says dork shut in.
Yeah,
but,
right.
But I like this other way where I'm nurturing. That
yeah.
makes me feel good.
Right, it's weird. Yeah, I don't think it's a dork shut in. Like, I think part of the number... My issue, I'm a dog versus cats guy. I gotta
sure.
compare them all the time.
Yeah.
My issue is like cats, everyone's like...
I feel like that sentence has been said on like every radio show.
Yeah,
ever.
Hey, you know, dogs
like
versus cats.
Talk.
Guys, pie is pie or cake, right? Let's get into
I mean,
it.
I'm a dog versus cat guy.
Waffles or pancakes? Call in. Sure.
It's a hot dog, a sandwich?
We're fun. Aren't we fun? This is fun.
What was that
noise? Oh, no. Cooter blew his head off.
Well, I guess the show's mine now.
Perfect. It's me, Weasel, Cooter's co-host. Call me for the Super Tramp tickets.
The most specific, the most fucked up radio hour. You're like, I just heard the host of a blow. I think Bean just blew his head off. Kevin was crying.
Sure. Yeah. Anyway, now traffic and weather.
So you're a little nervous about that cat reputation?
A little bit, yeah. And I think you know, now I have moved on from just I have a cat as a pet to like it's part of my deal, you know.
Right. Yeah.
And, yeah. And I like this version where it means I'm nurturing and responsible, but I'm a little bit worried that also like if you know the cat thing, but also know like comic books and still plays a lot of video games.
Right,
like
yeah.
I become unfuckable in three moves.
No, but. Right, but I think that's who you are.
But I think the cat
don't
stand.
Hide that.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, celebrate it. I know. I'm
but I think the cat actually adults that a little more. You know what I mean? Like video games and comic books can be seen as juvenile.
Sure.
But I don't think having a pet makes you seem. You know what I mean?
Okay,
like
yeah.
That separates you. If I'm like the guy plays video games. And smokes weed and likes comic books. You're like, oh, he sounds, but he has a cat. Then you're, and if you have a cat and a job, it's
Yeah.
Well, then he's an adult. He's a grown up.
He's
like,
fine.
He knows what he likes. Yeah. You know, like all of a sudden you go to that.
Do you guys sing little songs to your animals?
Oh, tons.
So let's hear some animal
songs.
Wait,
hold on.
My dog's name is Dignan, named after
Owen Wilson's character
in Bottle Rocket. He is going
to be a little breathe right strip on his nose.
He's going to be 13 next week.
Oh,
that's a fun age.
It's a fun
age.
That's
a fun age.
No, it's the same.
He is.
You're deaf.
That's very fun.
He will live forever, Jordan.
Oh, I forgot he'll live forever. I forgot that.
Give him CBD treats.
Yeah.
He's the love of my life. He's perfect. He's a Yorkie. He's smart.
He's so cute. He's funny.
He's handsome.
How long have you had Dignan?
Since he was like 4 weeks old.
Oh my God.
He's from Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn. He is my sidekick and I adore him.
Oh, that's so amazing.
And we're going to get married. Wait, what? Wait, what?
And as soon as we get a Democratic president, they legalize bestiality.
Thank you.
Fucking thing.
President Kamala Harris will make it.
Hashtag dogs are people too.
Yeah, because I feel like your dog has a really cool internet presence as well.
Oh, thank you. He doesn't have his own accounts for anything.
Right.
But
you guys have a couple's account.
We have a couple's account, yeah. He has
a hashtag, though, right?
He doesn't even have a hashtag, no, but he shows up in my stories, a lot of my Instagram stories. I do a voice for him that I am so committed to, I couldn't do it if he's not here.
Okay, so you're like the Daniel Day-Lewis of your own dog's voice.
Sure.
Yeah.
I will do my dog's voice after I move to Italy and make shoes for 8 years.
When friends hear his voice for the first time, they're always like, this is weird. And then within a week, they're like only talking to him and they won't look at me when I'm doing the voice.
That's really weird.
And he's like an older, maybe Jewish guy who lives on Long Island, is like a little bit sexist. Pretty old school.
This sounds like a dream.
This is Bug's voice.
He judges me a lot.
Is that Bug's
voice?
That's Bug's voice.
She's a little professor.
Bug. Professor of what?
Of hugs. I got my PhD in hugs.
Hello, Bug here. Professor in hugs.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really
God.
Cute.
How is that not a web series?
Oh, yes.
I'm hoping. Call me Crackle? I don't know.
Oh, my God.
CISO, hit us up. I got a development deal with CISO.
Yeah, CISO reboot.
Let's do audio cartoons. Take the most fun part of cartoons and eliminate it.
What if
it was cartoons, but it's just the silly voices?
You like cartoons, right? But you hate looking at them. What if?
Does Dignan have a ton of nicknames?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Diggs, Didgeridoo, Diggy. you know,
it is a weird thing, like
the man,
in
the little
couples
man.
And with pets, like you'll do everything in your power to give as many names as possible, right? Like
yeah.
Me and my wife have, like, my wife and I speak a language in this house that would be humiliating if someone like transcribed it and like dropped a PDF of like, this is what these
Insanity.
Three say, like them two and their dog, this is what the shit they talk about. And it's all like, hey Bugs, yes Shugs, guess what, Cheech Man Fritz is sleeping with his Alina. You know, it's like, wow. Like, what the fuck, dude?
That marriage rules. Cool.
I do that just me and my dog.
Oh, me and him. I'm home alone all day with him while my wife's at work.
Yeah.
And we're just like, we're like Finn and Jake in like Adventure Time. We're walking around the house. And I was like, well, can't give you another treat, brother, because you had a treater. And he's just looking at
the high five contest.
Right? Yeah, I'm just like a fucking giant child. And then I get high and like play with him for like a half an hour on the bed where we're like wrestling and fucking making out. And I'm just like, this is so.
I live in a building, because I do the same thing, and I live in a building where I can hear some of my neighbors sometimes, and sometimes I'll hear one couple talking to their dog, and I'm like, and everything they do, I'm like, totally agree with and accept, but I'm like, that's what I sound like. That is what I sound like. I'm just like, I love you, I love you, love you. You have the belly inspectors here, and you just passed inspection, but I'll get you next time.
Hey, Cheech Man Freds, come here, buddy. Hey.
Cheech Man Freds, what is that?
His first nickname was Chicho, for some reason. So I get shorts to Cheech, Chichi, Chichi, my love, Chicharini, Chicharoon. And then it's like...
No, it's Cheech Man Fred. It's just...
Because his last name is... his fake last name is Manfredi. So it's Arthur Chicho Manfredi Gabrus. And so Cheech Manfreds, Manfredi, we'll call them variations of that. And then I started calling him Critter for a long time.
That's fine.
Good nose.
And then that opened up Critarius. We would just do, and then or I was also then for a while doing Critarius. I need you on this adventure. Like
follow me to the ice planet, Critarius.
Yeah, that's I was doing that voice for a while. Like, well, it seems as though the trolls have been vanquished once again, Critarius.
Shall we to the alehouse?
Yeah, and that's just him. And I think about what it must sound like to my neighbors as well. And yeah. I luckily enough became friends. My upstairs neighbor moved, but happened to also be my barber in some weird confluence of events. So I still see him, but we didn't talk that much when he lived here. And then when I saw him, and he's like, I was like, yeah. He's like, so what do you got going on the rest of the day? I'm like, I got to go back and do a podcast. He's like, podcast? Is that why you're always yelling in that room downstairs? And I was like, oh my God.
One of the reasons.
Yeah. And I was like, what am I yelling? He's like, yelling like fuck all the time. I'm like, yeah, that's my podcast. Yeah. He's like, what? And I'm like, and I'm like, start explaining what a podcast is, because he's like a 21-year-old like Latino dude. So I was like, well, it's like, I do this kind of and he's like, no, I know what a podcast is, but are you saying fuck boy? And I was like, he knew what a podcast was. He just didn't know why I yelled fuck boy.
He's like, I listen to a lot of podcasts and
no one screams.
Ira Glass would never scream fuck boy.
It's me, Shruti Pemmanini. And I couldn't even say her name. Shruti Pemmanini. That was probably cultural appropriation or something in some way.
Hard to say.
It was a different time,
man. We did record this in 99.
Right. Oh, nice.
We're in Tower 2.
Yeah, that's why like irony isn't dead yet. Like we're still being, can be ironic on this thing.
And edgy. Pushing boundaries.
Those Star Wars prequels sure are good, huh? Anyway.
What's the best part about having a pet, you think? Like what are some maybe for those people who don't have pets out there? What are some perks?
Oh, fuck them.
I know, fuck them.
Why? Get a pet.
But there are situations
not
in
a
which,
bird though.
Yeah, yeah. A bird is a weird pet.
A bird is a very weird pet.
Yes, I find that to be like a kind of strange choice.
Yeah, there is a like little zone of pets. I mentioned earlier like snake, ferret, bird, fish that like when a grown like that's like a child's pet that doesn't require too much responsibility.
Yeah.
Anyway.
My niece just got a bird. She's 5. No, sorry. Her sister is 5. She is 8.
Oh, okay.
But she just got a bird. What?
Year of the bird.
The year of the bird, yes. She just got a bird and I had a problem with pet birds. Like I always wanted a pet parrot when I was a kid, but I always used to be sad because birds should fly. So they have to clip their wings to live inside. And it just like really bummed me out that like the thing that makes them so beautiful, they can't do. So when my niece got her bird, I was like trying to be supportive of her, but I was like, this is hard for me because I want this bird to like fly. But now that I've gotten to know the bird seems really happy and chill and yeah. cool. I know Angela Trimber bought a bird recently and yeah. like her bird seems happy. And I'm like, I don't know. Maybe my bird, my bird views are changing.
Yeah,
my
maybe.
Bird's eye view is oh, changing. Shit.
Well, oh shit. Maybe it's time to get some birds, baby.
Yeah, but I'm still not gonna get a bird.
I would love it if you like go over your house. You have like 12 like fucking huge that, birds that flying is a around thing your house.
That if a dude had I was dating, I'd be like, this is weird.
What if it was
and
a
sorry
falcon?
If that, is that sexist?
What if it was like a falcon that he kept in the yard, and he would come out with like a big leather glove, and like it would land on his arm?
Right?
Would you find that hot?
Let me just feed the falcon. And
yeah, I wouldn't. Hold on, but grab it that rug. Like, yeah. It sounds like you would find it hot.
Yeah, I think you're right. Like, right. Grab a couple of the mice from the freezer.
Yeah. Allow me to feed my falcon. And then we're off to the 8:30 screening of Tully.
We are, of course, riding a horse to the Los Feliz 3.
Right.
I just realized, and I think this is maybe something that you guys realize having been in the podcast space, is that you realize that there are some things you shouldn't dick on because of who are the most passionate podcast fans.
Yeah.
And I just want to apologize to the ferret owners out there. I don't
we
want
to apologize
hear
from, to a lot
we
of people.
All do. Yeah.
There's some guy
ferret
who's
owners,
currently unsubscribing
owners.
From Jordan Jesse Go as he like lies on the floor with ferrets scurrying all over
sure. him. You can't believe what he said, Hermione.
He's talking to his ferret.
They all have little AirPods in there.
Guys, yeah. I mean, other than the delightful podcast I had a chance to be a part of with you, Jordan.
Yes.
That we will talk about at some point. Mm-hmm. But I don't have my own podcast.
Yeah.
So I can do whatever the fuck I want.
I can dick on Doctor Who.
Coding. What a
stupid
job. I can
say The Last Jedi was good. I can do anything. Coding. What a stupid job.
Hit me is very funny. Like
oh,
2 seconds 80% later.
80% of your audience.
We love you guys.
Oh, did we come up with any low-key things that are great about having a pet?
I will say just as a like...
They're when, the best.
Yeah. When yeah. you when you live alone, like, God, my cat has seriously like helped so much with like depression and anxiety
Same.
And stuff like that.
Oh my
yeah.
God.
Like just having a living thing to hug when you feel like you're freaking out and there's nobody there. Like
right, yeah.
it's amazing. It's
yeah,
totally the
it's
best.
Life-changing. Oh. I would agree. Like I think he saved my life.
Got
like,
something to, that's happy when you walk in the door.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Something that is like just to not come home to, and I mean, I know some people really like peace and quiet, so I get that. I'm not one of those people.
Yeah.
And so like I don't mind coming home to a dog. And along the same lines, what you're saying is like having to care for something else
totally.
Never lets you be like truly selfless, even though like with a cat where you can go away for like 2 days, like
yeah.
even still you can't do whatever you want.
Yes.
Right.
Exactly.
You know, and there's like sort of an element to that where it's like, I got to think about him all the time,
sure.
you know, and it's probably a good thing that I'm just thinking about, like, I'm not just thinking yeah. about myself.
A lot of parents right now are yelling, try being a parent.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Yeah. All right. We are speaking as sure. Three childless individuals.
Yep.
Sure. Yes. Yeah. That's Pretty a part much. Of it. Yeah. That is should be the disclaimer we give at the top of this thing.
Sure.
It's like all the shit we're describing, if someone's like, we're like, well, dogs are actually kind of difficult to take care of.
Right.
Like, they're like, fuck
I mean,
you.
Really
yeah. Yeah. Can't dogs crate a fucking baby yeah. for 6 hours.
You know what's crazy though? Obviously, when you have kids, you're the animal. If you have a pet and then you have children, obviously the pet gets relegated to second position.
Right.
But I have such respect for my friends who have kids and still are so loving to their dog.
Yes.
Like still give their dog so much time and energy and love because I'm like, I know it must be so hard at that point. And that, I think that speaks volumes of people. Like those are good. Look out for those people. Those are good
right.
people.
Those people. The people who leave their child unattended while they play with their dog
yes.
for several hours.
Put their child in a crate.
While yeah. they go to the dog park.
They have a stroller in like a dog park. There's like four like mastiffs with their paws on it looking at like nosing around at the babies in the stroller and like the owner's like playing fetch with the dog. Sir, is this yours? No, I have the German Shepherd. No, I mean the child. Oh, yeah.
It's fine. He will bite.
Drug through the dirt and shook around.
He had his shots.
He's plying. He's playing.
The shirt looks a lot like a tennis ball. I think it was a bad idea with the neon
like
green
baby's
fuzzy
yellow
thing.
Fuzzy shirt.
Yeah, and like having a dog also just to like gets you outside.
I was just going to say that. Yeah.
It like forces you. I mean, I know this is, I don't mean to be exclusive now.
No, no.
But like, having the dog, like, oh, I have to go for a walk several times a day. You know what I mean? Like, yes, granted, sometimes I could just walk to the corner and be like, just poop for me, homie.
You get outside. Yeah. And like, with our lives, it's like sometimes there's days where you don't go outside or you wouldn't have to go outside.
Yeah, you can just go through all day. I remember before I had Arthur and I was living in New York and like my wife would be at work, I would be like, oh, I have a 3:30 audition tomorrow. And I would be like going to it and being like, have I spoken out loud yet today?
Yeah, the same thing.
Do I remember English?
let me try talking to someone so I can, before I go in. It's so
nervous. What's the longest you think you've gone in a day without brushing your teeth?
Oh, dude, I'm the wrong guy to ask. I've gone one full cycle easily.
Because I will brush, but if it's like a point where I just haven't left the house or like have only left the house to walk the dog, yeah, I've gone till 5 o'clock without doing it.
I've gone till like,
which is disgusting.
It's absolutely disgusting. And I've gone through and gone to sleep again the next night having never brushed
my
teeth.
I would have to brush them before I went to bed.
Oh, yeah. I often forget to brush my teeth before bed, almost never forget to do it after my coffee. You know, like,
agreed.
But I won't brush my teeth right when I wake up because I want coffee right when I wake
up.
Same,
that's what I do. And then sometimes I'm just sipping on the coffee.
And then all of a sudden, if you have nothing going on that day, all of a sudden it's like, you're like, okay. And then also you like walk the dog, you're like, oh, I did some writing, I did an email, I did a phone call, and then all of a sudden you're like, I still haven't brushed my teeth, and it's 3:45.
Exactly.
One time, like, my wife came home from work and she was like, I gave her a kiss and she's like, oh my God, have you brushed your teeth today? And I was like, and she's like, ew. And then like all came together. It was like 7 p.m. And I was like, oh, I can't let that happen again.
And then you just burst into tears. I was like, what am I doing with my life?
Not only did I choose not to brush my teeth all day, but I lived the kind of life where it didn't affect my day at all. That's a spell.
That was really hard for me to admit, but I have done that like a lot. If I have a meeting, I brush my teeth.
Yeah, if I'm going to see someone else, I brush my teeth.
A big brusher, guys. Love
first thing
to
in the morning?
Brush.
But you don't drink coffee, right?
I do drink coffee.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Maybe. Do you brush before coffee?
Yeah, dude, that's what's weird. Do you
before
brush
and after. I buy toothbrushes in bulk from Amazon and just fucking ruin them. I'd ruin toothbrushes in a week. I'm a toothbrush to the office guy. I will bring a toothbrush to the office so I can
brush
after lunch.
Yeah.
Oh. Now I'm sounding OCD. I realize this is a fun thing. I'm the brushing guy. It's like, oh, you sound a little crazy.
But once...
You know what I love to do? Brush my teeth until my gums are bleeding and my toothbrush is broken.
I love to brush my teeth until the devil's quiet.
And he's
never
quiet.
He's not telling
quiet.
Me to masturbate at the bus station anymore if I brush my teeth enough.
Once I've broken the seal of brushing my teeth, I will continue. Like, I'll bring a toothbrush to set and stuff, but it'll take me a while to break the seal.
I did Invisalign for a while, and it taught me to brush my teeth because you can't put it back on dirty. So, I was brushing my teeth after every meal, and I was like, oh, and then people were like, your teeth look amazing. And I'm like, yeah, they're getting straightened out by Invisalign. They're like, no, they're like very clean. And I was like, oh, I got to do this more often. As I'm saying this, I'm remembering I have an email from my dentist that's like, second notice, must schedule an appointment.
We're worried about you.
All the stories I've told have been like, I don't brush my teeth, I just smoke weed and sing songs to my dog at home.
Have you ever brushed Arthur's teeth?
Yes, and once or twice. He's got like really fragile, they fall out of his mouth all the time.
Aww, Arthur.
Yeah. He had to have a few extracted last time he went under for a different surgery.
They were like,
he's gonna be 9.
That's a fun age.
That's a fun age.
Yeah, he started going gray in the face in like the last year or so. Now he's a wise old man.
Yeah, he's a silver fox though. Looks good on him.
Yeah,
guys,
he carries
he's
it
so
well.
Steve Martin.
He's got his head on my lap and it's just making me melt.
It's really cute. He's like snoring. Arthur is one of the things I like to do is like look at his parts of his face and body like out of context.
Yes.
Yeah.
So like if I can like block his face and just look at his nose,
is the best.
You can think it's a monkey. Like if I look at just his nose, I start to think it's an ape because it's like it's so black and like that weird shade of gorilla face.
Yeah. How high are you when you do this?
I don't know. It's daytime, kind of high.
What's Arthur's internet presence like? Does he have one? Do people like him?
Own accounts?
He pops up every once in a while.
Hashtag.
He has a hashtag. My wife, I'm not going to say it out loud because I don't need all these fucking mouth breathing high and mighty freaks fucking following my wife on Instagram. But she has one for him. She's pretty much our like family account of like cute real life photos. You know, mine is like, I'm trying to keep you in my in your mind, trying to keep myself in your mind.
Right.
Wow. That did not come out well. I'm not keeping anything currently in my mind. But he's a hit. And, actually, just the other day, a few people started tweeting at me. They were like, I like posted a picture of Arthur or something like that. And someone was like, holy shit, am I just realizing that Gabrus's nearly silent co-host Arthur is a dog and not a, like, they thought maybe Arthur was like my engineer, like Mars.
Yeah, sure.
And that there was a person named Arthur who I never spoke to except, and then like, I'm like, I want to make sure I go back and listen alongside these people and go, see this moment when I say, Arthur, please stop licking Erin Mallory Long? Like, that cannot possibly have been my co-host. When I say nearly signed close.
He's a troubled schizophrenic as an engineer who...
I wanted to talk about the songs you sing to it, because I'm a big Cat song guy now.
Oh, please,
I do a lot
share,
of Cat parody
share.
Songs.
Oh, okay, sure.
This is my fave recently, is just when the cat's just, where we're just hanging out and nothing's happening. It goes like this. I think you're a cat now. There
yes.
doesn't seem to be any dogs around. I think you're a cat now. The purring of a cat is a funny sound.
Anyway.
Oh, that's awesome.
You guys have those?
That's a Tiffany song?
I think we're alone now by Tiffany. Now. Yeah. That's awesome. Wait, do I have songs for Arthur, but I'm very bad at music. So let me see if I can try to remember any of them. If you have one for Dignity.
I have one, yeah. Sorry. He is a brat. Who is a brat? You are the brat. Diggs is the brat. I love the brat. There is the brat. Where is the brat? There is the brat. He is a brat. Why such a brat? You are a brat. I love the brat.
It's a parody of Stressful Christmas Song.
That's awesome.
It goes on forever.
That's so awesome. Yeah.
That is embarrassing in a weird way. So I do agree with that feeling you were having before doing it about like, this is not usually something I would say to someone else.
I just laughed. I was like, I don't know if I've ever done this. Like, I don't even think I've done that in front of a boyfriend, that one. Like, that one's like,
well, that's the level of intimacy. That's so awesome. And that's so cute.
Did it start around Christmas? Or
I don't even remember.
Oh, that's so awesome. Yeah, I can't think of any Arthur songs off the top. Tiff's more of the singer, and I can't even think of. But it is exactly what you think it is. It's just like putting the word Cheech. What one is like, Cheech better have my money.
Oh, yeah,
like because you can make Cheech into bitch because I'm a Cheech, I'm a puppy, I'm a
dog, I'm a Fido. I am gonna fetch your shoes.
I will not be
right
confused.
After. They're easy.
Leave us your animal songs in the comments section.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, I will. We'll call out when we give our Twitters. We'll have people tweet at us pics of their pet and some nicknames or a song.
Oh, I love that.
Let's do it.
That's a better. What a great time to a call to action for the fans. So, where can people find you guys? Well, first of all, you guys have a podcast that you worked on together that's coming out soon.
Yes. So, I'm gonna ask that. Most annoying of podcast guest questions. When does this come out?
What day?
When does this come out?
When does your thing come out?
Oh, so Alice and I have a thing coming out. You can download the trailer and subscribe on May 29th. First episode drops June 13th. It's called Bubble. It is a kind of a sci-fi comedy miniseries. It's a scripted thing, kind of like old-time radio. It's
Jordan created it and wrote a lot of it, and it's so funny.
And you play, what's the character you play on?
I play the lead. I don't know. How much am I allowed to say?
Yeah, so it's kind of like...
Let's assume we can drive them to the trailer. This either came out the week of the trailer or the week right after.
Yeah, it's kind of a smarter people than me have called it Buffy the Vampire Slayer meets Portlandia. It's kind of these hipsters. In a goofy hipster world that's under a bubble and monsters attack them and Allison is kind of the lead monster killer.
Awesome.
I kill monsters, yo!
Yeah!
That sounds fun as hell,
and
dude.
Yeah, you got Eliza Skinner's in it, Keith Powell, Cristela Alonso, Mike Mitchell, And yeah, ton of fun guest stars.
All the greats.
Yeah,
all
and a lot of amazing guest stars.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Like famous people.
Yeah.
Famous.
A guy who was on Mystery Science Theater 3000.
I don't know how much I'm allowed to say, but a lot of famous.
Like a lot of famous people.
So many famous people.
Like your even your parents will know who they are.
Oh, right. Shit. That's level for real of fame. Famous, not yeah. podcast famous.
Not podcast yeah. famous.
If it's, assuming your parents are big Helen Hong fans. We love her. Although she is on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me these days, so maybe your parents are Helen. Maybe that's like actually the best one to say.
If they're not on Dr. Phil, my mom won't know them, yeah. so it doesn't matter.
check that out.
Go to iTunes, wherever you get podcasts.
That is anywhere you download podcasts or at MaximumFun.org. So yeah, you can check out the trailer and subscribe if this is before June 13th and June 13th first episode. It's a weird experiment, and we don't know if anybody will listen, but we hope they do.
Yeah, so. Well, we'll find. I'm assuming people will listen, and I'm also going to jump to the conclusion that people will like it.
Well, shucks.
All right. So, what are our Twitter handles if we want to ask people to tweet at us pics of their dogs and follow us, and buy all our memoirs and reasons why
ferrets are great pets.
Yeah, if you want to lambast Jordan for his ferrets, Jordan,
I'll take it. I will fall on my sword for ferret lovers.
Oh yeah, now you got the sword collectors all riled up.
And I know you're the same as the ferret owners.
Big Venn diagram.
Yeah. That's a collector's sword.
The middle of those two circles is pretty big.
It's Aragorn's ranger sword.
It starts with Dar, the Beastmaster.
You got blood on this collector's sword.
You killed me with it. At Jordan_Morris. I'm on Twitter there. And that's the only one.
Oh, you're not on the IG?
No Insta.
He's not
on
Insta.
I think Bug, professor of hugs, Bug PhD.
No, Dr.
Bug, hug specialist.
I would 100% follow.
Yeah,
I would
just ear, nose, and fur specialist.
That's so cute.
Okay, maybe if I get enough, if I get enough action, I'll start the Bug Instagram.
Yay!
What about you, Becker?
At the Allison Becker. Allison only has one L.
Ooh, okay.
I feel like I need to say that. And I'm on Instagram and Twitter. I've never been on Facebook.
Oh, hey, cool.
Yeah,
cool.
Crazy.
That's exactly what a Russian would say.
Sure.
As always, comrade. I'm at Gabrus on no L's and on Twitter and Instagram. Tweeted us pictures of your pets with their nicknames. If you're a bird owner, tweeted us with a, with a newspaper so we know you haven't fucking, we know you're okay and safe.
We're sorry to everyone we offended.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Of course. That's a given on this podcast.
Here's a stoned worry I'm having. Did I say the name of our thing is Bubble? I think I did.
That's definitely what it's called.
It's called Bubble. It's a podcast. Search for it.
I think you did.
I think you did. Right? But that's fair.
But I'm doing it again.
All right. Yeah. Check out Bubble.
Bubble.
There Bubble. You go. Bye, shitheads.
That was a HeadGum podcast.